Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to District 1 Spot Fighting Top Toastmasters. I'm your host this evening, Larry Stubbs, and I'm proud and actually just flabbergasted this evening because I have two of the district's top Toastmasters with me this evening. I have Jessica Allen, who is the program quality director, as well as Judy Brody, who is the newly elected club growth director. Good evening to you both.
Good evening.
Hi, how you doing?
Excited.
Good, very good.
I am. I'm excited as well, man. This evening is going to be a great evening. I just have a couple of questions for you both, and it has to do with your newly elected position. How are you feeling about that? I mean, so where are we going with this thing this year? Jessica, we'll start with you first as the program quality director. So can you give us just a snippet of your goals for the year?
Sure. So my role as program quality director is formerly known as Lieutenant Governor of Education and Training. Toastmasters International just recently changed the names of all the roles, so everyone's still kind of getting used to them, but yeah. Now it's starting to catch on. So my role this year is to be over the trainings, to oversee the trainings that happen in our district, our okay. Toastmasters Leadership Institute, our officer trainings, our contests and judges planning, which we had yesterday, which was very successful. I'm also overseeing the educational program as a whole, making sure that members are doing the Distinguished Club program, and we have some really, really exciting things happening this year in education and training. My goals for the year, obviously, is to make sure the District 1 is President's Distinguished, and one of the right. ways that we're going to do that is to really promote the, on my end, really promote the Distinguished Club program. A lot of clubs, what we're finding is that they know about the Distinguished Club program, but some of our smaller clubs may not be excited about it because they may not feel like they have a chance and they've never been distinguished. Well, the goal this year is to reach out to those clubs that have struggled in the past and have not ever felt what it feels like to be a distinguished or better club, and really hold their hand this year and make sure that they get that and they excel in their club. We have kind of lost the quality of our clubs, and we want to give that back, because with a good club, people are doing speeches, people are growing, they're going to leadership, not just on the club level, but in the district, in their divisions, and that's what we want to give to the clubs this year from our education standpoint. So we just launched a program yesterday. Well, we haven't launched it yet. It'll launch on August 1st. It's called the Amazing DCP Race, which stands for Distinguished Club Program, that is headed up by our two chairs, David Kitchen and Carol Otters. And this right. is to excite our membership about the programs that Toastmasters International already has in place to make us successful. So we have some big things planned. So stay tuned, and we will not disappoint.
Okay. So you don't want to reveal just one of those things right now with us?
No, but you can go to our District 1 website, tmdistrict1.org. We have a few teasers on there because the big launch will be August 1st. We've introduced it to the district, but the race will start on August 1st, and we're very excited about it.
Wow. So it's like the Amazing Race that comes on TV, so people have a chance to just go from point to point, gathering points.
Yes, winning prizes at various pit stops, and the pit stops will be, since you're making me reveal it all, the pit stops will be some of our educational things that we do around the district, like our division council meetings, our officers training, some of the contests, and there'll be prizes for people to win if they're doing the program. So this is just to incentivize our members to get in it and to really embrace the Distinguished Club program this year. That's what we want. We want people to really, really enjoy and maximize their Toastmasters experience this year.
Well, thank you, Jessica. I mean, when it comes to having exciting things to do and take the district, I know that you are one that will, you know, really make this thing take off and go. I really love the fact that who you are in the district, and as far as, you know, because I know you come from good stock, just having the opportunity to serve with you, you know, at the club level, you know, has really maximized, you know, my view and vision of Toastmasters. So, Julie, now we're going to you know, jump to you for a second. I'll come back to you in a moment, Jessica. But Julie, the newly elected club growth director. So, can you give us a brief synopsis of, you know, what your role and what your goals are for the upcoming year?
I sure can. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, really quickly, for just the benefit of our listeners, Toastmasters as a whole internationally, we're in 126 countries. We have more than 14,650 clubs worldwide. And so from that, our district actually it stands about 169 clubs currently, and they're in the western portion of L.A. County. So for as a club growth director, I have three main roles. They're very easy. It is to retain our members that we have now. Secondly, to make sure that we attract new members to our 169 clubs that we have. And third is to grow and add new clubs to our district so that our 169 clubs grows to be even more clubs. Those are the three primary goals that for my role. And it's a fun job because I really get to interact with the membership as a whole on a week-to-week basis, find out what the needs of the clubs are. This year we're taking a whole nother level to how do we help our membership, and it's through a number of ways. One is going to be through mentoring. We want to make sure all of our clubs, if they want to have a mentor program inside of their club, we are able to give that to them and show them how to implement a mentor program and how to keep the program successful throughout the year. We're excited because we have a whole team in place under the leadership of Merle Minkoff Singer that will be doing that. And Merle's been in Toastmasters for over 25 years and has a really strong background in mentoring. So we're really excited about that aspect. And our in terms of adding new members, we have a lot of area directors and division directors, 36 to be exact, that are on track for just making sure that our clubs have the resources that they need and are putting out programs to attract new members to our existing clubs. So it's really, really an exciting summer so far.
Oh, great. And now, Julie, I know you mentioned the mentoring program. And so how does that work exactly? Because, you know, I've known clubs who have mentors within the club. How do you reach out across the district with that program?
Very good question. And we'll be doing it throughout the year in terms of how we our outreach efforts. Our first outreach effort was at our largest event of the year, which is our Toastmasters Leadership Institute that Jessica Allen is actually in charge of. She did a wonderful job leading and planning that. We offered a workshop twice that day, morning and afternoon, to the attendees to talk to them about all of the ways of implementing We gave them a wonderful packet that showed them first steps from if you are a mentor, what do you do with your mentee? And conversely, if you're the mentee, how do you interact with your mentor? We went over best practices on what to discuss at your first meeting with your mentee, what do you discuss at your second meeting, what are the typical strategies for ongoing interactions between a mentor and mentee relationship. So those packets are going to be available this coming week on our District 1 website so that every club can access them. And they were passed out at our Leadership Institute. So we went in a strong... It was wonderful. So that was our first effort. Professional Women Toastmasters, which is my home club, actually rolled out that program, and they were the panelists to discuss how a mentor program works. And that was just, it was a nice effort. So our second steps is through our website, and then our third steps is we have divisional contacts for all six of our divisions that will be working with our area and division directors to correspond to every club that wants to implement a mentor program. So we have a lot of hands-on people that will be helping out. We're very excited about that.
I bet you are, man. It sounds like a lot of work, too.
We like to look at it as just helping each other. It's not really work. It's just we're all helping each other.
Right. And helping each other is one of the things that Toastmasters is very, very good at. I mean, I remember coming into the program, and my mentor at the time really showed me how to grow not only within myself and within the club, but in my community as well. Okay, well, thank you, Julie. You've been very forthcoming with information. I still have a couple more questions for you, especially when it comes to retaining members. I think I'll jump into that right now because I know that this is probably something that we looked at before as being an issue within the district. And that's retaining members. How do we get members to come back every year? How is the district reaching out to people right now to make sure that they are receiving the things that they need so they will actually retain their membership?
Great, great question. We are actually on our 26th day, to be exact, of the new term. And so in these first 26 days, one effort we've already mentioned is mentoring. When someone feels like they are being listened to and someone hears what their needs are, that is an excellent way, the single most important way for a member to say, yes, I want to stay in the Toastmasters program. So that's one thing that, as we've already mentioned. Another thing that we're trying to do, we will be implementing as well, is making sure that people remember what are the benefits that you can receive from the Toastmasters program. So even though retention falls in the club growth area, it is an area that affects all of our district leadership. And so some of those benefits that come from our program are areas that Jessica Allen just mentioned, what we talked about yesterday. We talked about Jessica led our contest planning and judges training, which is a huge, some people in our Toastmasters program are very excited about Toastmasters from the competitive standpoint. And so Jessica led an excellent training yesterday on what that has to entail if you are interested in someday becoming the world champion of public speaking. We want to keep those people educated on what that entails. That's another way to keep them involved. A third way, though, is to keep them using their manuals and keeping them aware of what are the benefits of the not just our competent communication and competent leadership manuals, which are the basic manuals, of course, but also our advanced manuals. You know, we have so many specialty speaking manuals that can really help the member, everything from being an entertaining speaker, a humorous speaker, speaking to inform, being a speaker, persuasive speaker. We have over 15 advanced manuals that I haven't even gone through them all yet, and I've been in the program for almost 14 years. So I think if the member really takes the Toastmasters program for a test drive, a true test drive, and really gets an idea of all that we have to offer, you can never stop growing. And
absolutely,
that's a great way to just keep people engaged and staying with it every 6 months for every year.
Thank you, Julie. You're absolutely correct. You know, you have to be engaged in this program in order to receive some of the benefits from it. And like you said, you know, if you've been around for a while, then you really understand what it is that you go through, the programs that you go through in Toastmasters, and how it could really benefit you as a person and grow within yourself. Thank you again, Julie. I'm coming back to Jessica right now because it's something that you mentioned, Julie, that she is an award-winning speaker. And we've all grown to know and love her as the district, the 2012 District 1 Humor Speech Champion. Jessica?
Yes.
What type of training did you receive for that? Because, you know, as a program quality director and in charge of training, there must be some tips or something that you've gleaned from other people over the years to actually get you to the point to where you are an award-winning speaker. Could you elaborate on that just a little bit?
Sure. This is why I love Toastmasters so much. I, like Julie, have been in for a long time. Not as long as Julie, but roughly 10 years I've been in Toastmasters. And my journey started on the leadership side. I started as a contest chair for someone, and I just kind of went up the ladder in the leadership side. And after about 5 years of being in Toastmasters, I decided to go ahead and put my hat in the ring for a contest. And my goal at the time was just to win my club contest because I'm a member of Praise Masters, and we have incredible speakers in our club, and it's not that easy to win a club contest in my club. So that initially was the goal. But one of the things that I did when I – backtrack a little bit. This fall contest season, we are doing the humorous and the evaluation contest. So for anyone who's listening, who's wondering, what contests are we doing? Those are the two that we're doing, and that's what we trained on yesterday. Back to my story. So I took a story, an everyday kind of just round-the-way story that I had, and I developed that into a speech, and I over-exaggerated and made it something that became a winning speech. And one of the things people often ask me is, well, how do you come up with topics for speeches? It's easy. It's easier than you think. All you have to do is wake up in the morning and have a full day and some event that happens in that day, I guarantee you can write a speech about. And once I started to think like that, it was like water flowing out of me. It was easier for me to come up with topics. And the training that I did to win the humorous contest was intense. I also competed last year or the year before last in the international contest, and if you're serious about competing, it's something that you have to make a priority for a certain amount of time. I think I put at least, I would say, 40 hours a week into my speech, editing, rehearsing in front of different audiences, and it's just something that Toastmasters always also offers. That's what the beauty of this program is. It's not just for leaders. I know our tagline is where leaders are made. It's a great program for leaders. It's a great program for you to move up in your job and learn just how to put a productive meeting on, how to do a timed agenda. But it's also for those people who desire to one day be the keynote speaker at a conference or be a corporate trainer or whatever it is that they desire in that area. Toastmasters has it all. And that is what I love so much about this program, because as a competitor, I feel like I've become a better speaker because I've challenged myself to just throw myself into competitions and learn who I am as a speaker and as a presenter. So it's been great for me. On both sides. It's been great for me.
In my short time knowing you, I've watched you really blossom into a quality speaker as well. So I'm just going to touch on this for briefly as well, because as Brown Quality Director, I know the clubs are depending on you to actually lead them. So how can they benefit from your leadership this term, Jessica?
Well, my goal, like Julie said, one of the things I will piggyback on her, what she said earlier about the mentoring, is such a big part of who I am as a Toastmaster. That's why I'm so excited to work with Julie and Joyce, because we, the three of us, really strongly believe in mentorship. I think we have kind of gotten away from that. And if we can bring that back to our district in a strong way, where people have someone to hold their hand through this process, because it gets complicated. You know, when you're a new member, it's so much material and there's so many new things, and it can be intimidating when you go to a club like Praise Masters or PWT or any of these other very successful clubs and you see these great speakers. It can be nerve-wracking for a new member, and even some existing members who've been in the club for years and just have kind of been stagnant. So what we want to do is make sure that every member is accounted for, make sure that they are having their needs met. We want to take it back to the clubs, back to having quality meetings. Those clubs that have suffered in the past due to membership because their meetings were not quality, we want to make sure that we have the tools for them to be successful. I would love to bring back Moments of Truth. That's another big program that Toastmasters offers that we don't use that often. And it really helps a club to assess where they are in that moment. And it helps you to, it's kind of a mirror. It helps you to see yourself. We also have a form on our website called the CAT scan, which stands for Club Assessment Tool. And it's just a one-sheet form that every club can do in the business portion of their meeting just to see where the members are, if they're happy, and get back to member satisfaction. You know, we pay our dues to get something out of it and to be educated, and we definitely want to bring that back to these clubs and give them what they need, if that's educational presenters, if it's more training, if it's mentorship. We want to provide that this year for them and let them know that the trio is behind them. This is what we're here to do. We're here to lift them up, and we want it to be about them, the member.
Excellent, excellent. Let me see. I think we have a caller on the line. We have maybe a question or two. Let's see if we can get this caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Okay, having issues. But we're going to continue on. And I did have another question for you, Jessica. It does deal with, being the program quality chair. And you mentioned that there were some exciting things happening this year. We're all looking forward to those things happening. So my question is, for the excitement to happen, what do we as members have to do to be able to participate in this excitement?
Well, for the amazing DCP race, if you go to our website now, www.tmdistrict1.org, we have a sign-up for each club, and we want every club to sign up by tomorrow. I heard today that it was extended, so we want you to sign up as soon as possible and get your club involved. We have people who will go to your clubs. We actually, under the Program Quality Director team, we have created a new role called the Club Quality Chair. And this person is Larry Stubbs, who's on the phone with us now. And this role is designed for clubs who those clubs that I spoke about earlier who don't feel like they're strong enough to do the Distinguished Club program or just don't know the path and how to get there. Well, the club quality chair is the one that we will have reach out to these clubs and hold their hand, help them, and show them a path to being distinguished or better that's unique to their club. So that's something we're really, really excited about. And back to the mentoring. The mentoring is a big deal. I'll be working with Julie and her team, and we're just going to give to the member this year. But they have to be willing and have open arms as well so that we can come in and help them to make their club stronger for the new year.
And trust me, as the newly appointed Quality Club Chair, I am excited about that as well. So we only have a few minutes left here. I thought we could get a caller on the line, but that's the thing that I do see a number here, but we just can't get them in. So we're going to continue on. Please call back if you can within the next 2 minutes so we can make sure that we get your questions answered. And we're going to go back to Julie. Julie, we're going to probably try to wrap up with you. Well, I say we have about 3 minutes left. But we do have a couple of other more questions. And one deals with club growth. We're looking at new clubs. And do we have any exciting clubs on the horizon, Julie?
We actually do. There's been quite a buzz this summer in the community and among a lot of companies out there for starting new clubs at the corporate level and actually at the community level. I can tell you right now, we have about 8 new prospects just in the next 4 weeks that are very interested in the Toastmaster program. We have officially chartered one new club that just chartered on July 17th. We know our fiscal year just started July 1. So on July 17th, we brought in our newest club to the district, Driving Craco. Which we're so excited. Craco Enterprises, the automobile company, and they are located in Compton, California, and they have a very enthusiastic club of membership. We have a lot more companies that are actually coming into our family, as well as a few communities that have reached out to me to have community organizations that join our Toastmasters family. So it's looking really, really positive. And I'll tell you, Larry, it's going to be a busy schedule for us on the club growth team.
Great. Now, Julie, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to wrap up. Is there anything that you want to say to our listeners about the coming year?
I do. For all of our existing Toastmaster members and for those of you that are our future Toastmasters, remember to develop your dream. Remember that we are empowering individuals to become more effective communicators and leaders. That's our mission for Toastmasters worldwide. And in District 1, we are committed to making sure that mentoring our district directors made it very public that mentoring will be the platform that we use in District 1 to make sure every member's needs are fully met. So please reach out to all of your area division directors as well as myself and Jessica Allen and our district director, Joyce Howard, to make sure that any question you have, we are here for you to answer and we want to see you grow. Good luck to everyone.
Thank you, Julie. Now, Jessica, you have the final word.
Ditto. Julie said it all. We're a team, and we're going to help these clubs do what they have to do to be successful this year.
Great. Well,
right.
Ladies, thank you so much. It was a pleasure chatting with you this evening. And for those who have questions, remember to reach out to both Julie and Jessica and Joyce, the trio for District 1 this year. So, again, thank you, everyone, and bye-bye.
Thank you.